I'm Chance.
And I'm Will.
And this is our third podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Baker_weekend.
We have a good podcast for you guys today.
So, like, we kind of hinted at this in our last podcast, and, like, this has been an ongoing debate between Will and I, but we're going to determine in this podcast whether Batman is a superhero or not.
And if you are listening to this, you can give us your opinion on our Twitter, again, @Baker_weekend. We would like to hear what you guys have to think about this, too, although I know I'm going to be right here.
Oh, you're already trying to take victory here, huh?
Well, listen, so the premise of this is Batman a superhero? And I hate Batman. I love the movies Dark Knight, but I don't believe he's a superhero. Not one. I don't think he's close to being a superhero. I think that he's a hero, but my partner here, Chance, he insists that this guy's a superhero.
Yeah, like, I don't like Batman either. I'm a Marvel fan, a DC fan. The thing is, like, Batman, even though he is normal, even though he does have no powers, he does a lot of stuff that makes him a superhero. He does stuff that no one else could possibly
do. The one thing that I always try to stress to Chance is that, how could you be a superhero without superpowers? It's in the name, and I keep telling him this, it's in the name, superhero, superpowers, hero. He's not a superhero, he doesn't have any superpowers.
Well, if anyone can do it, it's Batman, and I do got some of his skills and training right here.
Let's hear these skills and training that any human can possibly reach.
World's greatest detective.
Any human can get that.
Oh, really? Any human? Like, just, it takes, like, a special...
If you put in the work and dedication... You can become the world's greatest detective.
Like that, the world's greatest detective is like Sherlock Holmes.
Was Sherlock Holmes a superhero?
Yes, but no. I mean, no. But like the thing is, like have you seen any of the Sherlock Holmes movies before?
I have not actually, but I know, like, of Sherlock.
You've seen Holmes and Watson. Well, I've seen Holmes and Watson. Like, you know, the scenes where he actually analyzes the scenes and that seems like time is stopping as he predicts everything.
Gosh. That is just emphasis for the movie reasons. It's not like he's actually. It's not like if you were looking from his perspective, he would actually be seeing that numbers flying all around and time just slowing down.
He's not seeing that. He's thinking it all at the same
anybody
time.
Anybody can be smart. That's like calling what's the guy that was in the wheelchair that talks with the keyboard?
Stephen Hawking.
That's like saying he's a superhero. He's just a really smart guy.
Well, if you think about it, like, Stephen Hawking had, like, a condition where anyone else would have died when they were young.
Hey, him...
But he lived on for several years, decades.
That does not mean he's a superhero. But, the point is with Batman, it's like, Batman, all his traits, and I'm going to let you name some more things that he has. Everything you name, everything you name for his skills and training, I bet you any kind of money that if I put the time in, I can do the exact same thing. So go ahead, continue your list.
Okay, I bet you can't do this. Having peak intelligence.
Do you know what peak intelligence is? That's just like the highest that a human can get.
Yeah, you know how high that can get, you know?
But keyword there, high that a human can get.
Yes, but how many humans have that level of intelligence?
Stephen Hawking. Albert Einstein, probably. A lot of people.
But it's not like someone who's common. They're more famous. You know, they're household names.
Peak intelligence is out. Next.
Okay, fine. He is a master of 127 martial arts.
Oh, my gosh. Something a human can attain. Anybody can master 120 something arts, but they put the time and dedication into it.
Okay. The thing is, like, it takes years and years to master an art, a martial art, and yet Batman, he does it, and he's how old? He's at least, like, can't be much more than middle age, maybe? I don't know.
But the
point is, he's not an old man, and he's already mastered it all.
Did Superman master 120 different martial arts?
No, he didn't.
Guess why he didn't? Because he's a superhero. Because he has superpowers.
And yet, time and time again, we see Batman beating superhero.
They have to let him do that. Because if they just let him get beat up all the time, he'll be like Krillin, if you ever saw Dragon Ball Z. Or Yamcha.
But Krillin and Yamcha are still two of the strongest humans in the Dragon Ball universe.
Ah, but the difference between them two is they still can shoot ki blasts. Can Batman shoot a ki blast?
He can shoot
a little grapple.
Yes, but we'll get on that here shortly.
How can a guy not fly? The only way he flies is shooting a grapple. He has to get momentum, then open his wings to fly. Superman can just fly anytime he wants. Neo is more of a superhero than Batman. Neo from the Matrix. You haven't seen the
Matrix. Yeah, explain Neo for me.
Neo is basically a guy, a chosen one, that went into the Matrix, quotation marks around it or whatever, which is basically the system that it's hard to explain. He just went into the system, you get hooked up to the machine, and he goes to fight all these bad people, but he can fly. He's martial arts. He got shot like 3,300 times and plopped the bullets out and got back up.
It just sounds like AI stuff or whatever. I got your next ability right here, though. In this one, you're not going to be able to argue against.
That's it.
He has the ability to resist most forms of telepathy and mind control.
Only when he's wearing his suit.
What? No, the suit has nothing to do with it.
I'm pretty sure I've never seen him resist telepathy or anything out of the suit.
Yes, but we don't see anyone do it while he's out of the suit because no one knows who Batman is outside the suit.
Well, have we ever seen it done inside of the suit?
What?
Have we ever seen him resist telepathy from inside of
Yes, the suit? We have.
When?
Well, it says on my article here. I don't know. I'm just looking at a list here.
Hey, all I'm saying is we don't have no proof. Maybe he's just strong-minded. He just has a strong will, and you can't break him that easy.
Yeah, and that's
just like in the Dark. Which one was it with was it Bane? Which Dark Knight was that? Rises?
I don't know. I haven't seen any of the movies.
Oh, gosh. How are you arguing against this guy? You haven't seen one movie of his.
I just know that he is a superhero. He is one of the first ones there was.
He's not. In going off sub, not really going off subject, it's still the same subject. He also brought up, this is our radio show, that Iron Man is a superhero.
He is.
And what I brought up was the suit is Iron Man. Tony Stark. Tony Stark is Tony Stark.
Okay, you just made a mistake. I've actually seen the movies and I can argue this.
What is, all I'm saying is Tony Stark isn't a superhero.
Okay. Let's see here. I want you to be able to create an Iron Man suit, the same one he made, and is while under hostage in the Middle East while dying from shrapnel in the heart. If you do that, then yes, Tony Stark isn't a hero.
All I'm saying is Tony Stark is a hero, but he's not a superhero. See, and the difference between that and Batman, because you can probably say, oh, if the Iron Man suit is a superhero suit, how come Batman's isn't? Batman doesn't have any superpowers with that suit. Tony Stark has the thrusters, he can fly, he can do all this. And Batman just has a suit.
But, like, just the fact that he was able to make the suit, that something no other human can do,
he's a hero,
should prove that Tony Stark is a superhero.
Okay, so why? What makes him super?
Because he was able to build the suit to begin with.
What makes him more hero than a regular hero?
Well, okay, that's
fine. See?
I don't.
Yeah. See?
Your logic. I'm just.
Yeah, no, it hurts your brain because I'm right.
You're not. Well, okay. It's just a different method of attaining superherodom.
Listen, this is the same guy that says Hawkeye's a superhero. The same guy that says Black Widow is a superhero.
Hey, both of them can compete with the Avengers.
Next thing you know, he's going to say SpongeBob's a superhero.
Why?
I don't know. That's you just name any. You just can name anybody that's a hero.
Wasn't there one episode where he was a superhero?
Was it?
Yeah, there was. Like, he had super speed. It was one of the early ones.
Oh, but see, it was a suit that made him the superhero.
How does this...
Because when he put the suit on, that's when he got the super speed.
Okay, this is... I'm just... You can't tell, but I'm just facepalming right now.
He's facepalming because he's five fingers of wrong right now. Anything else?
I'm not done yet. So, what is... I want to take a look at some of his technology, because even though, like, he doesn't have any powers, the technology itself should be considered a superpower.
The technology itself should be considered a superpower.
You know, like, Batman, he has the utility belt.
Not a superhero belt, a utility belt full of utilities.
Yes, and you know what's in those utilities?
Smoke bombs, which is in the super smoke bomb. Let's see what else. Batarangs, that's what they're called.
Batarangs.
Oh,
yes.
Let me throw a metal batarang at you. It'd be that considered a superpower.
Yeah, but it's like his signature weapon, though.
Yeah, I understand that, but that doesn't make it a superhero. That doesn't make it a superpower.
Sure, it does. Like, if he made them himself, which I'm assuming he does, since they're named after him.
But it's not a superpower. It's just a utility that he throws. It's not even a power.
Well, here's the thing. He has different kinds of batarangs. He has the explosive batarangs, which explode when they hit. The electric batarangs, which delivers these electric shocks. And then, get this, remote control batarangs, which lets him steer it remote control. But, like, something like the remote control batarangs, like, say you have, like, just this regular old ball, no one has made technology to throw that ball and then be able to control it.
Listen, let me just bring up the definition of utility. The state of being useful, profitable, or beneficial. That's exactly what these things are. They're not a power. Now, let's look up what a superpower is.
Are you really doing this? He is on his phone. So am I, just Googling stuff up here. Let's see here. Glue globules. You don't see that around.
What is a glue globule?
A small round of globules of concentrated adhesive glue. They are used to encase enemies in a sticky substance, and they can be thrown or fired with a small gun. Oh, hey, Batman uses guns. Ain't that something?
Wow. Let me see if I could name another superhero that uses a gun. Maybe because they don't need a gun.
Hey, there are a lot of superheroes that use guns.
Which superhero?
Let's see.
Hero.
Deadpool?
Superhero.
Deadpool?
He's not a superhero.
He's an anti-hero. So he gets anti-hero.
So he gets a pass.
Super parentheses anti-hero.
Anti is the key word there. So he gets a pass.
Yes, but he's a... forget it.
Anybody else?
I'm just going back to Batman's list. Because all I can think of are anti-heroes, really.
I mean, listen.
Okay.
I know it hurts to hear this. And you're taking up for him as if he's your favorite superhero. Who's your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero is Ant-Man, or AKA Giant Man.
And he's not anything near a hero either. Just throwing that out there.
What do you mean he's nowhere near a hero?
I mean, my bad. He is a hero. He's not a superhero.
He is a superhero.
Nah, see, superheroes are more like the big brothers. So, like, the Supermans, the, the Wonder Womans, what else are there? Wolverine is a superhero. And Ant-Man, in the lame name Giant-Man, he's more of a little brother. You know, he's not quite a superhero yet. He's a hero. He has potential. But he just won't ever be a superhero because outside of that suit, who is he?
Yeah, I'm going to be taking a look at, the different incarnations of Ant-Man, or at least the two most famous ones. We have Hank Pym, the first Ant-Man.
There's multiple Ant-Mans.
Yes, there's been multiple Ant-Mans.
Line of failures.
I am resisting the urge to hit Will right now. But anyways, Hank Pym discovered Pym particles that allows people to shrink and grow. Has anyone else done this before?
Just because they're smart doesn't make them a superhero. It just makes them a really smart hero. See,
In the comics, he created Ultron.
It would be better if he can at will change his size without wearing the suit. Him just by himself. Maybe if he fused himself with some nanobots or something.
I think he can actually do that.
Well, if he can do that, then he's a superhero. If you can just sit there butt naked and then just decide to go size of an ant.
Okay, I don't have any proof he can do it naked because comics and movies don't show people when they're naked.
If he has a suit on or anything, the Ant-Man suit or anything, it doesn't count.
Okay, how about just plain clothes?
Yeah, plain clothes.
Okay, give me a minute. I am Googling this because I know that, I think he doesn't need the suit. He just needs Pym particles. No, I don't want the movie.
I think what my definition of a hero is if you can do all of this stuff butt naked. Like, Batman, if you can't throw no batarangs or do anything if he's butt naked.
Sure he can. He just has the batarangs.
What? How is he going to get batarangs if he's naked?
What?
This isn't a cartoon. He's just going to pull out his...
Will's logic is...
My logic is great. If you strip... I don't want to say this, but if you strip Superman naked, does that take away any of his superpowers?
No, it doesn't. But you know what does? Kryptonite.
Hey, every superhero has to have a weakness.
Well, really? Really? Every superhero has to have a weakness?
Every single one.
What's the Hulk's weakness?
That lady, that girl of his? Ah, see, I got you there.
We have not seen Betty Ross in years.
But that's his weakness. Thor's his weakness. Beat the dog crap out of him. And he ain't never want to come back out after that.
No, it was Thanos who did that.
Oh, did I say Thor? Meant Thanos, yeah. And he had Superman, I mean, he had Hulk shook the entire rest of the movie. He didn't want to come out, not one time.
Yeah, whatever. let's see here. I honestly cannot find this. Or, wait, maybe. I just need, here we go. Apparently they have like an article for Ant-Man just as the title and then for each one, individual Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see here. I am trying to find this.
Just know if you can't find it, my point is valid.
Okay, but seriously, can't you agree that the guy who made Ultron in the comics...
is not a superhero. I can agree to that, yes.
He has to have some super intelligence to
be
able to
do that.
Yeah,
super intelligence is not a superpower.
Yes, it is.
It's just super intelligence.
Yeah, super intelligence, and you know what it has in the name? Super. You know what superpowers has in the name? Super.
Touché. Now listen.
Aha, I turned the tables on Will.
How did he obtain this super intelligence? Because you just can't be really smart and just naturally just be really smart and then it become a superpower.
That's not
how superpowers work.
He could have been born with it.
His parents had to have it. Where did he get it from? You can't just be born with a superpower when there's no trace of anything.
Hey, the mutants are calling. They were born with it.
I'm pretty sure there was a reason the mutants were born with
mutations. What about Superman? Isn't he get all his powers from being an alien?
What does that have to do with anything?
Yes, like technically, Superman is just an alien, you know? He gets all his powers from being an alien, right?
Right.
That means he is normal for his species, the Kryptonite,
but
or whatever
what
they are.
What are the only species that consider people superheroes? Watch this. Us humans. Have you noticed that?
I'm just saying that if you put Superman back on Krypton, he would just be another normal guy.
And if you put Batman on Krypton, he would just be another weakling.
But if you put Batman on Earth, he is the world's greatest detective. He has worn the world's most brilliant mind.
Look at that. Aren't those great titles to have? Too bad it's not a superhero. If you put Ant-Man upon a bunch of ants, he's just another regular person.
What?
Okay, that was a bad one. Okay, that wasn't good.
Okay, actually, I got it. After constant experimentation with size changing via ingested capsules and particle-filled gas, Hank Pym, Ant-Man, is eventually able to change size at will.
And he made himself a superhero. You see how this works?
Yes, but I won the argument. Ant-Man is a superhero.
No, not the Ant-Man we were talking about. That Ant-Man is a superhero.
Okay, give me a minute. I'm Googling Scott Lang now.
Yeah, he's not a superhero. That's the thing.
He totally is, but
no,
we're
not.
About...
He can't turn at will.
Give me a minute. I got his article. Let's see here. Give me a moment.
Well, you have 40 seconds to find this.
Over time, he has acquired the ability to change size at will.
I haven't seen that in the movies yet, so I don't believe it.
What do you mean we haven't seen? This is comic stuff.
I only believe everything I see in movies, sorry.
This is comics, though.
I'm a millennial.
Of course.
I only believe everything that I see.
Well, you are uncultured if you won't accept the truth from the comics.
He's not a superhero. Yet. Until I see this guy change size at will with my own eyes, I don't think I'm considering him a superhero anytime soon.
Okay, just to close this argument off, I got like one accomplishment Batman can do.
What's that?
Dodge bullets.
And yeah, that's going to be enough for us today. I'm glad you
because
joined us on
our podcast. Can't submit that.
And we are glad to announce that Batman is not a superhero.
Batman is a hero.
And thanks for joining us. This is The Weeknd. Thanks for coming to our podcast. I'm your host, Will.
And I'm Chance. And be sure to tune in to our radio show at bakerradio.org Friday, 6-8 p.m. Central Standard Time.